on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Brentwood and Fenerick, keeping it real.
Welcome for welcome to Resurrection, Phoenix FM's weekly look at the best of indie and alternative music, old and new. I'm Paul Golder, here for the next 2 hours with some great tunes. Thank you very much to Daniel for the last 2 hours of the Bliss Disciples. He'll be back next week. And I'm here till 10 o'clock with loads of great new music and a few oldies, including that one from Sea Power, Lights Out for Darker Skies, all 6.5 minutes of it. Absolute epic track among many epic tracks on their third album, Do You Like Rock Music? And that album is coming up for its 15th anniversary, coming out in January 2008, and the band are touring in February to celebrate their 15th anniversary of the album, which it was, I believe, from memory, their first top 10 album, reaching number 10 in the UK charts. I got tickets to go and see them, looking forward to that. Lots of great new music as well, including this one from March. I interviewed them at Rise in Chelmsford, which was a festival that they had as a one-off in the guise of the old V-type festivals before they became too poppy. Really nice bunch of guys as well. This single came out yesterday. This is Lemonade.
Shit.
You can get in touch with the show. You can email us paul@phoenixfm.com, and we are also on Blue Sky, Threads, Mastodon, and of course Facebook and Twitter as well. All the links on phoenixfm.com. That was the Drop 19s, a band who I don't really play a lot of on the show. They had a couple of albums out, I think it was 1992, 1993. I seem to remember them in the music press all the time. Band from Boston anyway. They've had a hiatus of 30 years and they've got a third album, Hard Light, which is out on November the 3rd. That's one of the tracks, the current single from it, The Price Was High. Absolutely loving that one. Great video as well on YouTube for that. Think I'm going to be playing more and more of that band. The Shop Window before that and A World Where We Remain. Now that's their third album, Day's Dream, out next year. It's going to be a double album of 16 tracks and that's the second single from it. Looking forward to that one as well. Next up we've got Marla May. She's a singer-songwriter from Brooklyn. This track's coming out November the 10th, taken from her EP The Fine Art of Weeing in the Bushes, Volume 1. I think I got that right for the radio. One of those words might be slightly different. Anyway, current track from her, this is Dance Together. To Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was The Libertines, and I don't play a lot of The Libertines on this show. I never really have done. I did like Up the Bracket when it came out about 20 years ago, and they kind of went a bit downhill from there for me anyway. Probably uphill for most Libertines fans, of course, but I just never really could get why everybody loved them so much. But that's not a reason not to play their songs. That's a brand new one from them, Run, 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 taken from their new album, All Quiet on the Eastern Esplanade, which is out on March the 8th next year. And I have to admit, the first time I played that song, it was like, oh, The Libertines, all right, I'll give it a go. And then I didn't really think anything of it. And then I had that song in my head for the next couple of hours or so. So, you know, they can still write catchy songs when they need to. And he can eat more chicken than any man in the land is a lyric that's probably going to stay with me for several years as well. Does sound like a bit of a challenge, but there you go. That was Run, Run, Run. And Ducks Limited before that, band from Toronto. Brand new single from them on Car Park Records and Royal Mountain Records. If there's ever a record label that sounds Canadian, it has to be Royal Mountain, doesn't it? Anyway, that That track was called The Main Thing. Next up, we've got a band from Denmark and Germany. We played this one on the show for the first time last week. It's taken from their second album, Solid State Chemicals, which is also out next year. This is Dead Star Talk and 20.
Down in the rain.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Silent Forum, a textured pop post-punk band from Cardiff, London, Bristol and Barcelona. That single released on Libertino Records, great Welsh label. That came out a couple of days ago on Tuesday, taken from their second album, not yet released yet. That was Here's the Email, highly relatable track. I'm doing emails all day long. It has actually been described as my job as doing emails. Anyway, Christopher Aaron, before that, Spiders and the Flies. He's a indie singer-songwriter from Cumbria, emailed me that track a couple of weeks ago. You can email me if you're a musician, paul@phoenixfm.com, and I'll do my best to either play it on this show or fit it into one of the other shows here on Phoenix FM. New music now from Philadelphia duo Daffo, Gabby Gamberg and Hudson Pollock. And no disrespect to Hudson Pollock, but what an American name. That is fantastic. That could be in any one of a million Hollywood movies. Anyway, they've got a 6-track EP called Pest Out. Came out on Monday. You can find it on gabbygamberg.bandcamp.com. G-A-B-I-G-A-M-B-E-R-G. Get it before the Bandcamp backlash kicks in. Not going to go down there on this show. Anyway, this track is called Collector.
I will kill the spider if it gets too close. Sacred, I say that's a hoax, but I believe it. I just lie to spare myself the guilt, 'cause I'm a shame collector. I will
FM and Resurrection. That was Madrid band Blue Boredom. I can find out very little about this band. They are on Bandcamp at blueboredom.bandcamp.com. Boredom with two M's on Bandcamp, but not otherwise. Anyway, that is out. That's out now. That came out at the beginning of October. Can't find them anywhere on social media either. That song is called Pushed Away. We will investigate and see if we can find out more about them. But loving that. Before that, Chroma and I Wanna Be Where You Are. Now, that's from their current album, their debut album, Ask for Angela. And was going to play some other tracks from that album, but I'm loving that track, so I thought I will give that one another go. One of my favourite songs of this year came out in August. Only discovered it over the last few weeks, which is why you're listening to it on all my current shows. This is San Francisco band Destroy Boys and Shadow, I'm Breaking Down.